I was copied on this letter, which was sent to all processors, importers, and retailers of meat analogues. It has come to the Department of Agriculture, Land Reform, and Rural Development's attention that various meat analogues are currently presented for sale on the local market using the product names prescribed for processed meat products. These product names include descriptions such as, for example, vegan veggie biltong, mushroom biltong, plant-based meatballs, vegan nuggets, vegan barbecue ribs, plant-based bratwurst, chorizo and red pepper vegetarian sausages, plant-based chicken-style strips, etc. And then talks about the regulation which governs this, and then says, in terms of the said regulation, processed meat is defined as meat that has undergone any action that substantially altered its original state, including but not limited to heating, smoking, curing, fermenting, maturing, drying, marinating, etc., etc., etc. Meat analogues must not use the product names prescribed and reserved for processed meat products, since the scope of the above-mentioned regulation does not include meat analogues. Janusz Luterek joins us now, and it says on my screen, in inverted commas, food lawyer. Why in inverted commas, Janusz? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, I'm not sure why in inverted commas. I am indeed a lawyer that practices in the field of food and especially regulatory matters.
Okay. I mean, I don't quite understand why people who are making plant-based products want to make them look like and give them names that sound as if they are meat. I kind of go, you know, I'm eating plants, not meat, because A, either for my health, or B, for ethical reasons, or both. So, you know, why do I want to eat a sausage that's filled with soya and some other things? But, I mean, it just seems like a storm in a teacup. Is Dalrad serious about this?
Yeah, so I think Dalrad is serious about this, but we need to understand that their mandate is effectively product integrity. So if they are mandated to regulate processed meat, they must make sure that products which are presented as processed meat are in fact processed meat. And if you go through that list that you read out of all the different types of product names, some of them clearly allude to being meat, and in fact an unwary consumer may in fact buy them thinking they might be meat, but of course many others are not. So for example, southern style nuggets, I remember being on the market a few years ago, there's no mention of chicken, it's just a shape of something, and there's a mushroom protein inside. It's got a texture similar to a chicken nugget, but certainly it's not misleading anyone. There's no, the word chicken doesn't appear in the name. The word meat doesn't appear in the name. So I think the department here, although the mandate is product integrity, have gone too far.
I mean, I don't know whether burger comes under the scope of this. It's not in the list that they sent out to the processors and manufacturers and retailers of plant-based products. But, you know, so you get into that kind of definitional thing, don't you? What if they say meat, then it makes sense. But if they say sausage or burger, that doesn't necessarily imply that they are asking you to believe that the burger is made of meat or that the sausage contains meat.
No, exactly. And of course, if one simply looks at the Oxford Dictionary or the Merriam-Webster, you'll see a lot of these words actually are shape definitions. They define the form of a product rather than its contents. And of course, examples thereof may be a beef burger, but certainly you get a fish burger, you get a chicken burger, and you get a vegetable burger or a vegetarian burger. So personally, I don't believe that, for example, the term burger is a problem on its own. But again, it will come down to how it's presented, how it's sold. It mustn't confuse or deceive the public into thinking that it may be a meat product. And what we need to be careful of is obviously there's a certain level of customer that understands all of this, and they go and seek out these products. But there, of course, are many members of the public who may not be aware that you may get a mushroom protein patty that looks like a chicken burger and may buy it thinking it's a chicken burger.
Do you really think somebody buys vegan veggie biltong thinking it's meat biltong?
No. So certainly there are some products which I have very serious doubt anyone would be able to show that there's confusion. But certainly there are more, let's call them regular products, where there might be confusion. You know, you go to the freezer in your supermarket, and they're all there next to each other, and there's something that looks like a chicken schnitzel, but in fact it's a mushroom schnitzel, for example. So those are possibilities where there could be confusion. But certainly when you're looking at the really high-end products, high-priced products, I think the chance of confusion is absolutely minimal, if not zero.
Because I'm looking again. I read out the list of names before we started talking, Anush. But let's go through them again. Vegan veggie biltong. Who could confuse that? Mushroom biltong. Do you really believe it's mushrooms and springbok or mushrooms and beef mixed? Surely not. Plant-based meatballs. Isn't that telling you that it's in the shape that you associate with the term meatball, but it's plant-based? So clear to me. Vegan nuggets, clear. Vegan barbecue ribs, clear. Plant-based bratwurst, clear. Chorizo and red pepper vegetarian sausages, clear. Plant-based chicken-style strips, clear. So, I mean, they all seem to me that if you make a mistake, then really you're in dreamland.
Where we need to be careful is this term plant-based. Plant-based does not mean vegetarian or vegan.
Yeah.
And in fact, plant-based does leave the door open that it's part plant, part something else. It's only based on plant. So those products which are plant-based, perhaps there is room for confusion. The ones where it says vegan something or vegetarian something, those I think there's hardly any scope for confusion.
But plant-based, and particularly if meat is in the description of what is in the packet or the box, then it becomes a problem.
Yeah, it could be 20% meat, 80% plant. It's plant-based. It's not plant.
Yeah. And the food in the plant-based industry, I mean, what are they likely to do? I'm not in touch with whatever they might be planning on this. Has there been a sort of industry-wide response to the letter from the Department of Agriculture? What's happening in that space? Do you know?
Sure. So there was a meeting on Friday online with the department, and pretty much what happened there is what's in process at the moment is that industry is up in arms. They believe that the department is trying to stifle technological development, new product development. There are many small companies, niche companies that have popped up in this sector, and they feel victimized. So I would not be surprised if somebody took legal action if they were pushed to it. Having said that, the department stepped back from the brink, and they issued a notice to say that, in fact, they're going to delay everything for 30 days while they investigate it further. They want to see more specifically what is actually happening in the marketplace. I think they used the word like environmental research, but I don't think it's got anything to do with the environment. I think they mean the commercial environment, as in what is actually happening in the freezers and refrigerators.
Because, Janosz, I mean, it seems to me that there's a very easily findable compromise here, that what you say about plant-based, make it clearer and give a certain amount of time in order not to impose too high at this time of economic stress, too high an economic cost on people who are changing their packaging, changing their labeling. Give them 6 months, 9 months, whatever seems reasonable to phase out phrases like plant-based and replace them with phrases which offer no possibility of misinterpretation.
Sure. And of course, the more obvious one is what they said they were going to do is bring out specific regulations, just like there are processed meat regulations. They were going to bring out what they call the meat analog regulations. So they were actually going to regulate these products in their own custom regulation in which the allowable names were going to be defined. They haven't got round to that, but they want to prevent the products being sold as they are currently being sold.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Janosz Luterek is a food lawyer.